Okay, we're starting on page 268. Simon Shin Yud Ches, and we are in the middle of Fifth Dalet. We spent time on Fifth Dalet yesterday, did a lot of it. Now we need to do more of it today. We're not going to finish it today because there's another whole discussion that comes before the end. But page 268, Simon Shin Yud Ches, Fifth Dalet in the middle, and maybe we'll just go over what we said in the Shulchan Aruch at least. We said, the best place to start in the Shulchan Aruch itself will be, we can start in the last line of page Kuf Lamed Daled, just to read over the Shulchan Aruch that we did. Last line of page Kuf Lamed Daled, V'im hu dava yavish, right? That's always a good place to recap. Im hu dava yavish shulay nispasha lifnei ha-Shabbos. If you have a solid item that was not cooked before Shabbos at all, ein shoyin oisai b'chamin b'Shabbos, you can't soak it and put it in hot water on Shabbos. But you can pour water on it. And we turned out we're talking about from a klisheni, you can pour water on a raw item of food on Shabbos. Now here's the exception, and this is what we're going to focus on today. Except you cannot pour hot water from a klisheni onto an old salted fish, or a fish that's called kulias ha'ispanin, which is a Spanish mackerel. She'einam tzrichim bishul ele ma'at, for they only need a small amount of cooking. But the chasam higamar lachdam, even pouring from a klisheni onto them will complete the cooking of them, at least where it impacts, at least, and therefore there will be an issa, even it sounds like a deraisa, to pour hot water from a klisheni onto these things that can cook so easily. And we'll do the Ramah as well now, and then we'll go back straight to the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Vav. Okay, Ramah now goes on to page Kuf Lamed Hei. V'hu adin kol davash kasha she'ein roi le'echol klal v'lo shriya da'asli shreisa b'shabbos da'havei gemah malacha. And that applies to anything as well that's hard and is not edible at all without soaking, that you're not allowed to soak on Shabbos. That's considered to be the gemah malacha, the completion of the item. And we'll see what we're referring to over there. We're talking about hot water, cold water. Why are we talking about gemah malacha, not bishul? In the meanwhile, okay, back to page 268. Now we're doing, finally, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Vav. You can pour hot water onto a raw item unless it's acceptable, meaning an old salty fish. Dag maluach shel shana she'avra, salted fish from last year. Bekulias ha'itzpanim, what is that? What we translate as the Spanish mackerel. Hushem dag chayichen oisei machmas milchoi alidei hadocha b'chamin. Because it's very salty, they pour hot water on it before they eat it. Valkein afila hadocha namiloi, and therefore you can't even pour hot water on these things, even though we said you can pour on a regular raw item, you're allowed to pour hot water from a klisheni. Here you're not allowed to do that. Shazeo gemar malachtam b'havi bishul, because that completes it, and that's called cooking. The Gemara says, it turns out from the Gemara that if you pour hot water from a klisheni, again, it's not even a klisheni, it's let's say you had a Shabbos urn and you emptied the water from a Shabbos urn into a cup, that's a klisheni. You now pour from that cup onto one of these items, such as this old fish, etc., that would be an issa d'oraisa. It cooks so easily that it even cooks from pouring from a klisheni, iwi klisheni. V'inei kama achroinim kasu, a number of achroinim write, the teva shel elu adroim she'in yecholin la'ochloi kol zman shelo hudach b'chamin. The nature of these foods are you can't eat them without first washing them with hot water, pouring hot water on them. V'alkein hadocha shelahem chashiv ritual, therefore the pouring on them is considered to be actual cooking. The mashre le'ochel, you're turning it into food through the heat, through the water, the hot water you're pouring on it. V'adin shad davar maluach k'yotze b'zeh, and also applies to any other salty item. They're not going to be able to. You're not going to be able to eat it without pouring hot water. Then there'll be an issa to pour hot water on it. Items that you could eat by merely pouring cold water on them, then ein issa ladicham b'chamin m'klisheni. There will be no prohibition to pour hot water from a klisheni on them, because it's not the heat that's doing it. Because even it's just the rinsing that's doing it. It doesn't need heat to make it edible. So you can even pour from a klisheni on hot water onto these items. Well, if he's there, and therefore based on that, now we get to a more relevant case. Dag maluach shebemekoymenu shenikra herring, salty fish that we have that we call herring. Shecholim leechal de hadochas tzoynim. Well, if I'm afbli hadocha, because you can eat it just by pouring cold water on it, even sometimes even without pouring anything on it, you could just eat it. You can even pour hot water from a klisheni onto herring. However, the Tav seems to say you should be careful not to pour hot water, even from a klisheni, onto herring. And that's why other achronim also say these two. And it's correct also lemaisa to refrain from pouring hot water, even from a klisheni, onto herring. Even though you could have washed it with cold water, but still there are these achronim who are machmir, and therefore you should avoid it. No, it's not. Well, it might not. I don't know if it's edible, mamish. It doesn't seem like it's really edible. It sounds like you have to get that salt out of there somehow. But also, it does do some type of cooking. It seems, according to the Taz and these other achronim, therefore, to be avoided. Again, it's a machlokes whether it's really doing cooking or it's just making it, getting out the salt. But to be avoided. And then the end of the Shulchan Aruch said had the chasim hi gemar lacht, and the pouring on them is the gemar lacht, the completion of their. Of the state of being able to eat them. That was great English. Lamed zayin, have had the chasam v'chulei. Vatzalayma b'chamin. Pouring hot water on them is what completes it. But to pour cold water on them, mutal adicha af l'shoisa. You're allowed to pour cold water. You're allowed to even soak it because we're in the malach of bishul, and bishul is not relevant with cold water ever. And if you're worried about a different malach, we'll see. So v'afilu. On page Kuflamadhena. But feel the Dava Ashalide Shriya Basina Nasa Royal Achille, even though if you soak something in cold water, it might be a type of food that becomes edible through that soaking, that's okay. To make something edible by soaking cold water is okay. It's not Melechus Bishul. She called Dava Shaina Oicha Mutala Sosa Oicha Bashabas, Kamashikasa Sin Shin Haftar. We're going to learn later on when we're talking about preparing animal foods that to make an inedible item edible on Shabbos is not Melacha. There's nothing wrong with it. Only if you use heat to do it or hot water, there will be an Issur Bishul. But just making it edible, mashver oichel, turning something into food on Shabbos is not a malacha, as we will discover. Sivkon lamed ches. I know we're ahead now for tomorrow, but we're gonna do well into the narrow lines, and then we're gonna stop when we start to talk about how to make tea. Tomorrow's subject will be how to make tea on Shabbos, but we're gonna get to that point today. Lamed ches. V'hadin kol davakasha, and the Ramah said, and also any other hard item that's not edible at all without soaking is also to soak it on Shabbos. Again, it sounds like in hot water only is a problem. But something which is edible raw without cooking. I mean, it is edible raw, right? But it's not that it needs cooking, it's just very dry and very hard. You just need the hot water to kind of make it soften it up, not because you need to cook it, it doesn't need cooking. It just needs to be softened to make it edible. The Asli Shoy said that you can't use hot water to soak either. Why did the Ramah have to end with the words, it's the Gemar Malacha, it's the completion of it? Why do you say that? Why do you phrase it that way? We have a rule, anything which is a solid item that was not cooked, you can't put it in hot water on Shabbos. Talking about Gemar Malacha, talking about cooking. But, he wants to come to teach us. He's trying to tell you that in such a case when the item is so hard and dry that you can't eat it at all without putting it in hot water, then that's considered to be a full Malacha de Raisa, just as it is when you pour hot water on the salty fish that we learned earlier. But more details on the Be'alacha. Okay, we're going to do a little bit more now, just to get to the beginning of the tea making process, which is a few more lines, and then we're going to stop. Lamed Tes, just a few lines to Lamed Tes. We're going to do the Asa L'Shoise, that we said you're not allowed to soak this hard, dry item on Shabbos in hot water. I feel it a klisheni, even to soak it in a klisheni will be Asa. And it also applies to when you're going to make something edible through pouring hot water on it. So therefore the pouring would also be also in that case. The Indian Dag Malech, as we saw earlier, in the case of the salty fish. We're not going to start the next part. We're going to start tomorrow at Atta Navaya, where we're going to start to give different options as to how to make tea on Shabbos. That's Kan.